Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we're going to play Sling It Forward with Adam Ray. Very tight game. Adam Ray cracks wise and busts me up. And the news as well. First, LifeLock. Practice safe online holiday shopping. Only shop websites with URLs that start with HTTPS and have the locked padlock icon to the left of the URL. Don't overshare. No online retailer needs your social security number or date of birth. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. These holidays, you could miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit and bank statements alone. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your info is being used in their network, they will send you an alert. It's LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one prevents all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel warm and protected this holiday season. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com, promo code Adam.
Adam Carolla's I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, navigating our all-woke, no-joke culture, has over 1,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Here's one.
Completely on point and completely relevant for today. Jack and War showing the nose that something saying physics, see, Uncle Bean and Uncle Genema.
Eloquent and succinct. Pick up I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, navigating our all-woke, no-joke culture, and leave your five-star review on Amazon. Get all the links at adamcarolla.com.
Adam Ray is here, fresh off his smash hit, Rear Window, and his... No, Crowd Work.
Speaking of Crowd Work
album, I'll take it from here. It's available now on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find music. And, of course, About Last Night, the podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify as well.
Got some great guests. Just had Henry Winkler on, the Fonz.
Love that guy.
The man, the nicest guy ever.
Nicest guy in show business.
And I got Sean Kemp coming up. I'm going to do it from his weed shop in Seattle.
Wow.
Tell Sonny about that. I bet he'll geek out.
Hey, I'm trying to think of how much he knows about Sean Kemp. Okay. The gag.
Yeah.
Well, let's watch it one more time. He's lined up 10 water bottles. They seem to be just your regular clear drinking water bottles, kind you'd find everywhere. And he just went through them all.
Now, do you think he did a few first, or did he start big? Did he do like 20 and go, that's too many? You know, the chicks are going to get the, like, the message is clear with, you said 10? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do you guys think?
Okay. I've got a pretty solid theory. Those bottles never move despite a pretty blunt force hitting them right in the middle. So those bottles are clearly secured on the bottom, whether it's with glue or double-sided tape or Velcro or something. And if they're secured on the bottom, Adam, you understand that if you whack them, they're not going anywhere. You're just going to go right through them with that knife. So they are 100% secured on the bottom. We can watch it again. The bottoms of the bottles do not move. Or if they do, it's a slight wobble. But yeah. The bottles are secured 100%.
I'd hate to go to the Magic Castle with you, but I think you're absolutely right.
Oh, you definitely. There's definitely secured at the bottom. That's an easy cheat. The other question is did they cool it down? Did they do something? Did they cycle the plastic? Did they heat it up and cool it? Did they make it? You don't want it to have give. You know, you want it to be a little brittle, you know. And I've probably got the super thin wall stuff that you find. Sometimes you grab the bottle and it's super thin.
Very flimsy.
Yeah, the flimsy ones. I actually was thinking the same thing, but I was thinking the opposite. So apparently I don't know how this shit works. I thought they would have to put warm water in it to make the plastic more pliable.
Yeah, I don't. You want rigidity more than give, I would say.
I think cold is the way to go.
But if Adam Ray wants to swing over to Gold's Gym in Venice Beach and find this guy, we could probably feed him a couple of beers and get to the truth. He'd probably sign some paperwork that says he can't talk about it, but you got to ply him with a couple of cold ones.
I mean, it could have been, you know, I would love to know if it's like a, you know, so like it looked a little, the arm looked very reminiscent of like Danny Bonaducci. I don't know if you ever watched that talk show he was on with the four dudes. It was like Bonaducci, Mario Lopez. I want to say Seal and Erica Estrada. Who was it?
Dick Clark
was the host? Or he was one of the four?
I think
he was on the panel.
I think Dick Clark was on the panel.
That's amazing. All right. That makes that show already, I get why it happened. But Bonaducci and Lopez, I'm like, all right, who else is there? But the arms, I remember Bonaducci always put his arms up. He was always real animated. The guy was like looking to get a cartoon made off his life, and he would do a lot of arm stuff. So when the guy brought it in to slice the pineapple, I was like, that looks very Danny-like.
We have the guy doing it live in front of a studio audience.
Of course, dude. You don't. Yeah, this isn't a pre-tape moment. It's he needs to see the eyes of these ladies.
The 10 water bottle challenge.
Like okay, real quick. Which one of these girls do you think he's looking directly at while he's slicing the water bottles?
I'm going to say the chick in the turquoise dress with the blonde
icy
hair.
Icy blue top.
Yeah, she looks good.
Right.
I can go for the MILF in the second row, in the red top.
All right, this is Bad Pod. Here we go.
Master Phil, I'm not going to shake your right hand.
Oh, look
at
him.
I'm just going to ask, would you use any knife to do this stunt?
No.
No.
Not every knife can do it. Okay. But I trust the trusted butcher knife to get
the job done. Well, just in case you were not sold on the fruit chopping, we're going to sell you on 10 bottles of water.
I know you got to get back to the set of... All right, wait, let's watch it.
Getting ready.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Good finishing move.
Yeah.
He rehearsed that.
Aishidoshi.
Tops are everywhere. The tops are everywhere, Bob.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? He was like, no more.
I don't want to overstate the obvious, but yes, you have to secure the bottom for sure. That's for sure the move you have to do. But I don't even really look at that as a cheat. I'll give the guy his due. You know, at some point, someone's going to step up to 11, and then someone's going to step up to 12, and then there's going to be a baker's dozen.
I'd love to meet
someone's
the guy.
Someone's going to hurt themselves.
Right, and eventually someone's going to get stabbed.
Who's going to try to $1 Price is Right this guy, though? Who's going to be the guy to go, really, 10 bottles? 11. Yeah. Because that guy looks like the type of guy that if he finds out you even like talk to his daughter in middle school, and you're in high school, like he's gonna like send you a link to that video,
right?
And then say, "Imagine if that's your dick," and you're like, and then you text back, "Well, I only have one dick, man." And he's like, "I know, but the point being that look how quick I slice through anything that's not a dick." And you're like, "All right, man."
I guarantee if you scroll through the credits of Mad Max Fury Road, you will find that guy's name somewhere.
Oh yeah,
somewhere he's on
hanging off one of the poles.
The guitar player.
Or he was an extra on The Shield.
All right, should we play the Sling It Forward game? Sling TV has the best TV shows and movies to show all the great viewing options you have with Sling TV. Let's play the Sling It Forward game. Dawson, give us the movie descriptions, and we will compete to guess the movie.
It's time to play Sling It Forward, the game that's suspiciously familiar. Brought to you by Sling TV.
All right. I will go by the name Pete because we have someone else here named Adam, and that would get... No. But it actually works now.
Yeah.
So when you think of the name of the movie, shout out your name.
These are the actual Sling TV descriptions.
Okay. And so we're trying to guess the title.
Yeah.
And just yell my name out.
Yes.
Right.
In the 1940s, a boy attempts to convince his parents, his teacher, and Santa that a red
Gina. Gina. Christmas Story.
From 1983, Christmas Story.
I couldn't think of the name of the thing.
Yeah.
An uptight FBI special agent.
Pete. Point Break.
Is paired with a foul-mouthed...
Adam. Cop and a half.
Boston cop.
Brian. Starring the great Adam Ray. The Heat.
From 2013.
Nice. Well played. Nice. Wait a minute. We're not theme-based here, are
no.
we?
The theme is what's on Sling TV.
Weren't in a Christmas
Just
Story?
Just a happy accident.
No, but I was in a divorced Hanukkah.
A gay cabaret owner and his drag queen companion.
Pete.
Right. Gina.
Damn it.
Birdcage.
Yeah.
The Birdcage from 1996.
Can we just go to the producers for a second? Because the whole show, I feel like there's been like a half a second lag. So just note that I knew the Birdcage and was screaming my own name.
Better be quicker.
The audio does not lie, Gina. Delay or no delay.
Oh, doesn't it?
You know that thing called home field advantage? Well, your experience is now. You're the away team.
As the queen team of the fruit flies, and as a guy who grew up in the San Fernando Valley and worked construction, you should fucking hang your head that I beat you to that punch, Gina Graham.
Sure.
That's the real point, isn't it?
Yeah. We could go back and listen to the audio. You'd hear Brian for sure.
How dare you.
A very underrated performance by Hank Azaria in that film.
Agreed.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Next up. The story of three not-so-bright men.
Adam. Three men and a baby.
Who come up with a series...
Fuck.
...of crazy schemes to get a friend.
Gina. Pineapple Express.
Out of jail.
Adam.
Wait.
You can't go through it again.
Damn it.
All right. Three. Read it one more time, Dawson. Sorry.
The story of three.
Brian, I know what this is.
Yeah.
Brian?
This is Half Baked.
Yeah, baby.
From 1998. Yeah. It is Half Baked.
Great movie.
Oh, never saw that one.
What?
I'm sorry.
Written by
Dave Chappelle.
Neil Brennan and Chappelle, yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
A father who can't keep his promises.
Gina.
Shit.
Liar.
It's a good one.
Dies in a car accident.
Oh. Brian. Oh, this is very obscure. Dreams may come?
No.
1 year later, he returns as a snowman.
Adam.
Oh, no. Adam. Yeah.
Jack Frost.
Wow. From 1998, Jack Frost.
Hey, only because it had the name Jack in it.
Fresh off of Multiplicity.
That's right.
Everybody's on the board. Brian has two.
By the way, whoever thought Batman would be Jack Frost? That's like fucking Kaiser Soze shit.
a frontiersman on a fur trading expedition.
Gina.
Oh, shit.
The Revenant.
From 2015, The Revenant.
Ooh, yeah. Forgot they're trading fur.
In a post-apocalyptic world.
Trading fur now just sounds like a euphemism for lesbians getting off, right?
That's right.
You scissoring? You trading fur?
All right, yeah, there should, pelts.
Hey, there man, should be more euphemism.
Is this like pelt on pelt action, or is one of you shape?
Oh, sorry. Could you write a book of euphemisms? A coffee table book?
I'd like to do that. Yeah. Yes, I should.
In a post-apocalyptic world, a family is forced to live in silence.
Pete.
Brian.
Gina.
Pete. Oh, man. No. What?
Pete.
Is that Brian? I can't think of the fucking name of this. Quiet. I can't think of the fucking name of this.
Quiet Family.
This movie.
Yes, Quiet Family.
Silence Kids.
Pushed back to that.
I know. That's fucking me up.
Shut up, Trevor.
Yeah. All right. I can't think of it.
Got to go to Brian.
A Quiet Place.
From 2018. A quiet place.
That's right.
Prefer Shut Up, Trevor.
With his wife's disappearance having become the focus of an intense media circus.
Adam.
Right.
Adam.
Air Bud 6.
What?
A man.
Pete.
All right.
Brian. I told you, Brian. I did it two times.
It's the delay.
Oh, my God.
The Fugitive.
A man, Brian.
Jesus Christ. It's Gone Girl.
From 2014. Ooh, it's Gone Girl.
Good movie.
I hated that movie.
Not a good movie.
I hated it.
What?
I didn't see it.
Neil Patrick Harris.
He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
Brian is one away from a win.
Damn it.
Three parents try to stop their daughter.
Pete. Cock blockers.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious? Is it?
From 2018.
No, this is called blockers.
Adam.
Yeah, but they have blockers. A rooster on it with the fucking thing.
Yeah, dude. There's a
whole lot. We talked to the judges.
Go
we have to accept
right
that.
Fucking now and look we up have to the name accept of this that. Movie.
No, that's all right. Brian,
you
you're
have
on
to
a,
accept it. It's got the sorry, rooster on the thing.
We have everyone, to accept it.
Everyone says it in their head.
Do you think they tried to call it Cockwalkers?
Oh, yeah. That was a working title.
That was what they wanted to call it.
I got I got a crew hat.
That's why the judges said we had to
if I had time, I'd go to my fucking car and get the crew hat, and you'd apologize to me right now, Brian. You're fucking lucky I don't have time for that shit.
Hey, as Dawson said, the judges said.
More.
Is that it?
More.
All right, Gina and Pete have two.
Okay.
Okay.
Adam has one. Brian has four.
Fuck.
Shit.
A young African American visits his white girlfriend's
Gina.
Adam
went first.
Adam.
Yeah, it's Get Out. I think you said Gout, but it's Get Out. Yeah.
From 2017, it is Get Out.
Oh, Gina.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who did that go to?
That was Adam Ray, Ms. DeLay.
Oh, that's
Ms. DeLay.
Brian, you feel me on this, yes?
I know. We're playing at a little bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah. Christ.
You zoom, you lose.
We're in Greenwich Mean Time over here.
Because comes you zoom, you lose.
A holiday gathering threatens to go off the rails when this dad realizes his daughter's Silicon Valley millionaire boyfriend, Brian.
They promoted this on the show, right? Yes. Isn't it Why Him?
We went to it.
From 2016 and For the Win.
Wow.
And the question we always ask, why him? Brian wins.
I won with seven.
Sling it forward.
Good job,
Brian. Brought to you by Sling TV.
Yep, make the smart choice and switch to Sling TV. Get the best cable for the best price. Easy to switch and save. Learn more at sling.com/Adam. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and do the news with Adam Ray right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Seek news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, since we're hot off a game about movies, let's start with a movie that has been picking up some serious social media steam. KFC and Lifetime announced a partnership for a holiday mini movie called A Recipe for Seduction. It's a 15-minute short starring Mario Lopez as Colonel Harlan Sanders, the founder of the restaurant chain whose name and likeness are still used as symbols of the chain. The release describes the film as a steamy holiday love affair involving a young heiress whose mother has handpicked a suitor for her. But when a handsome young chef with a secret fried chicken recipe and a dream arrives, he sets in motion a series of events that unravel the mother's devious plans. This trailer is worth watching. So here is a delightful 60 seconds for the Recipe for Seduction trailer.
What the hell are you doing?
A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal, and now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for really.
The cook? Leave Jessica alone and skip town.
Wow.
He has a secret recipe that's going to change the world.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe? Spare me.
We all have our secrets. If you marry my daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, Chicken Man. I'll take care of this.
You're ruining everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you? Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Mario Lopez is Colonel Sanders in a recipe for...
First things first. I have seen better jobs of graying a guy's hair up porn movies.
For sure.
Like, I've seen like a 26-year-old Peter North play an elderly convalescent home guy who was horny, and they literally just take talcum powder and comb it through his hair with Vaseline.
Yeah.
That was comical. Number two, you always know the bad fiancé because he's the guy with the sweater tied over his shoulders.
Yeah.
You ever see a dude with the sweater, not the sweater on. By the way, sweater tied around the waist, I can hang with that dude. That's a cool dude.
Yeah.
That's a guy you want to party with. You want to fucking shoot snooker with that dude. But over the shoulder?
No, that guy doesn't want to get wet.
You take the fucking sweater, the same sweater, you slide it down 17 inches, you're the fucking coolest guy at the party.
Yeah.
You put it up over your shoulder, you're the biggest douchebag that Bel Air's ever produced.
Yeah, not
That's
a,
right.
Just a little shoulder, just a little sweater placement.
Now, are they putting out a short because they're trying to tease... and also just, you know, try to gauge people's interest on a full-length feature film? Are they like, how much do people love Mario and how much do people love the idea of the KFC recipe having its own film?
Well, right.
Here's
I think
the problem.
A good question, yeah.
The fundamental problem, I don't know how much Lifetime holiday movies you guys watch or Hallmark or whatever, it's become quite the ritual in the Bishop household.
I love it.
These movies are parodies of movies. Like, you can't parody a parody. It's beyond, you know what I mean? Like, these movies are already ridiculous and absurd and predictable and tongue-in-cheek and self-aware. Like, to do a parody of that is like gilding the lily. You
well,
know
that's
I mean?
The question. Besides the one that Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig did, which was awesome.
But how that was serious.
But that's what I'm saying. How self-aware are those movies? Because I've never seen one.
They're delightfully self-aware.
I think, again, it all depends on the trailer. Like, if it's like, you know, Jackson was just a 7-year-old boy who didn't believe in Santa until one day his friend Noah threw his chinchilla in the fire. From the producers of Jack Frost, like, there's – if the setup in the trailer like this one was gives you an idea that it's, you know, as ridiculous as it is, I think you don't have a problem buying into the – you know, the jokiness of it.
I think the bigger thing here is everything is now going to be integration because you can't do commercial breaks because everyone just fast forwards through the commercials.
Yes.
So it's a bygone era, unless it's a super killer commercial about a knife where the guy's cutting through fucking 10 bottles of Perrier in slow motion.
Hey, now, turquoise blouse, watch this.
Right. But
so you think this is more infotainment, like a long commercial?
Well, if you really just think about the way, you know, think about the way these things are playing out. There used to be just commercial breaks. And the commercial breaks aren't effective now because everyone tapes everything and everyone files it. So you have to integrate the product into the actual body. You have to weave it into the fabric of the material.
More product placement.
And so there's going to be, you know, Arby's the movie.
Hopefully.
There's going to be Colonel Chick-fil-A.
Oh my
God. Get into the study now. I have coarse words for you. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you're going to see more and more just sort of woven into the body. I mean, I was watching
In and Out on Skinamax.
Yes. We've got the beef. I bought a UFC fight 6 months ago for $65. They were doing live reads in the middle of the rounds.
No way. For what, Charmin?
On a $65 buy-in.
Oh, God.
During the fight, during the five-minute round, a little banner would pop up, and the guy would do a read during the fight of the fight you already paid for.
Boy, look at him go That's down. Crazy. So much blood and sweat. That's going to be a lot to clean up. Swiffer.
You need the quicker picker-upper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Because if everyone is going to get up and leave during the commercial, if everyone's going to fast forward, if the edict is everyone who tapes everything fast forwards through everything, well then how are you going to sell commercial time? And now it's going to be brought into the body of it. That being said, sling it forward with. Oh, sorry.
It does look like Lifetime's trying to make a splash. They're like, look, we're not Netflix. Mm-hmm. We're not Hulu. We know we're not Apple TV, but we're still here and we're still trying to make an impact.
Yeah. And also, no one ever says, damn it, we need a young Colonel Sanders.
No.
Get me Mario Lopez. No one's ever said that. We need a young buff Hispanic.
The casting on this was just, I don't know. Is the Saved by the Bell reboot getting a lot of buzz?
They did it so we'd talk about it.
Yeah.
And look, here we are.
And here we are.
You know who I think would be a better Colonel Sanders in this particular arena? I think a Ryan Reynolds would work in this capacity.
Yeah,
sure, sure.
You know, a little more tongue in cheek.
Did you say Eric Trump?
I don't know.
Eric Trump, sure.
I don't know that they have the budget for Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe Joey Lawrence.
It's always, you guys tell me what your head is on this.
Ooh, Joey Lawrence.
And maybe Max Zapata can find something. It's always bugged me a little bit. So, Daryl Hammond of SNL, he's a morose guy, he's a melancholy guy. A very serious, melancholy kind of guy. And I've interviewed him a few times, and we had him up on stage at Caroline's many years ago. Mm. And he was just fresh off his first round of Colonel Sanders, because it makes sense. Daryl Hammond can do the voice, because we all know he can do any voice. He can become that character. Yeah. And Daryl Hammond, 10 years ago, was Colonel Sanders. And he came backstage, and I was like going, hey, saw you on the Colonel Sanders commercial. And like, he was kind of like, yeah, thanks. Like, clearly a money grab, and someone talked him into it. And he thinks of himself as an artist not as Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, of course.
And then, of course, the revolving door where the decree went out. Everyone must play Colonel Sanders, but Adam Carolla. So,
he would be great.
That was implied.
It seemed like a fun thing. Who's going to pop up this week?
Yeah, Jason Alexander. Yeah.
Right. Whomever.
Yeah. George Hamilton.
I think that was born from necessity. I think they originally were going to go with Daryl Hammond. Well, kind of makes sense. Make him the new colonel. And then when he dropped out, they went, well, why don't we turn it into something? Why don't we turn lemons into lemonade? Why don't we just make everyone the colonel now? Brilliant. And we'll lean into it.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, could they ever get Caitlyn Jenner to do it?
I don't know if I'm right about this, but...
Well, actually, so Daryl Hammond was under the impression that he was going to be Colonel Sanders for the long run.
Oh,
and he was, quote, played by the fast food company.
What?
When they started, when they replaced him with Norm MacDonald in what became a running joke of actor switches. And they told Norm MacDonald and Jim Gaffigan, like, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing. We're just going to keep switching. But Daryl Hammond didn't know that, and he's really bummed out.
So
that
you're saying... It's just what I said, except for the opposite.
The exact opposite.
Yeah.
But well, that's pretty much what you said. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Take the win.
Nailed it again.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it went the other way.
Went the exact opposite way.
Wow. Yeah.
You just really put the hammer in the back of the list.
And Norm even tweeted, in my opinion, KFC made a big mistake replacing Daryl Hammond. Daryl disappeared into the role, and his colonel was authentic and perfect. So he even was siding with Daryl and didn't think it was fair.
Don't you think that kind of made it worse when he put that tweet out? He disappeared into the role of Colonel Sanders.
I would like to see other, fictional characters like this portrayed. Chef Boyardee, I feel like, is one we have yet to see the full story on.
Mama Celeste.
Right.
What about the ladies?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
there
girl?
A Mama Celeste and, like, Mama Michelina, maybe there's a feud there with the two frozen food Italian ladies.
Mama Celeste would do the frozen pizzas. And then Mama Michelina, I don't think I had that out
Michelina.
Here. Michelina. Did they have that out here?
Oh, big in the frozen food. If you're in the budget-friendly part of the frozen food section, you'll find Mama Michelina.
Oh, I try not to stray too close to those people, but thanks, Gina.
Yep.
You know, I was a little bummed out. I didn't get asked to do Colonel Sanders.
What?
Oh, right.
Well, just because, you look at, like, who they asked, it's like, okay, we're definitely going nostalgia with George Hamilton.
Tony Danza would be the, you think, on a short list.
It's a no-brainer. Look, I've already got the gray pubes,
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I know that's not something they ask for, but it's something they want.
Necessary. Yeah. Hey, am I right that Red Baron makes frozen pizzas?
Yes, you're right.
Is that the worst fucking name for a frozen pizza? Like, hey, let's get this German fighter pilot from 1914. nothing says pizza less than aviation and Germans.
Yeah.
That's right.
The guy was shot down by Snoopy.
I know your thoughts on Peanuts, yes, and Snoopy. That was, when I would read Peanuts as a young man, that was always the worst, the worst edition on whatever day it was. Like, oh, fuck, now Snoopy's going to pretend to fight some magic or some make-believe being.
Yeah, well, that's on you for reading, nerd.
I know. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, Red Baron Pizza. So fucking doesn't say. I get it, Mama Nicoletti or Mama Celeste. There's you know something no. Italian, something Red Baron. It just didn't feel pizza to me.
No.
All right, let me hit Liquid IV. It's getting colder outside, cooler weather. Makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water provides 2 to 3 times the hydration of plain water. Perfect for staying hydrated on holiday flights. Oh, yeah. Whenever I travel, I bring this stuff. I actually made some last night. Woke up a little sweaty. Made myself some Liquid IV. Beautiful, especially if you do a little bit of drinking. 3 new flavors, guava, watermelon, and apple pie. Again, stuff's easy. It's convenient. Shake it up. Put it in the bottle. Put in there, put the cap on, shake it up, run from the guy with the big guns and the Ginsu, because he's coming for that bottle. he's not going to sleep until every one of those bottles decapitated. 5 essential vitamins, more C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. No artificial flavors or preservatives. Less sugar than an apple. It is Liquid IV, right, Dawson?
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Adam at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code Adam at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code Adam.
What else you got, Gina?
Well, speaking of something that's making the rounds, there is a video of a mall Santa in Illinois that has gone viral after he made this little kid cry after he told him he would not bring him a toy gun, even a toy Nerf gun. This is what the hill he wanted to die
Holy
on with the
shit.
Children. The Santa was caught on video asking the child what he wanted for Christmas, and the boy's mother posted this on Facebook. He was kind of shy. He looks about 4 or 5 years old, and I'm telling you in advance because the audio is a little harder here, but we do have the video. The kid's a little shy and he says, a gun, a toy gun. And Santa goes, no guns. And then the mom goes, a Nerf gun. It's a Nerf gun. No, maybe someone else can get that for you.
Oh.
And the kid starts
maybe
crying.
Your mom's new friend.
That's kind of fucking
up. What a douche.
Show you the video. Here
Jesus.
You
just say yes.
No guns.
Nerf guns.
No, not even a Nerf gun.
The kid's face.
If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. What else would you like? Lots of other toys. There's Legos. There's bicycles.
Did he say a laptop?
There's cars and trucks. What do you think?
I like a Santa that's not a fucking woke PC douchebag from Venice Beach. How about that?
Kid's trying to keep
it's
it together.
Okay.
Oh, the kid, dude, of course he's crying. Fuck this guy, dude.
And the other guy's the Santa boy's like, now in Nerf guns.
Yeah. He sounds
you
like
don't
Ron.
Cry.
What's Ron Howard's brother's name?
Clint.
Yeah, he sounds like Clint Howard.
Yeah, and Gentle Ben.
Comes over and says, don't worry. The mom says, we'll get it for you.
We'll get you a gun and we'll come back to this mall.
Yeah, but you've just been admonished by Santa.
And he's in his hair's all parted and gelled and he is in his nice clothes.
Dude, I mean, it's not even my holiday and I have a lot of problems with that.
Oh, yeah, Oh, you catch your bread side to side, don't you? You were in the side cutter?
Hey, man, I circumcised my sandwiches like my penises. So
you one of them side cutters?
You one of them with cutters.
Yeah. Dude, just yes and. Like, if a kid's like, yo, you know, I want the gun. Even if he got real specific. Like
AR-15. With a banana clip.
My mom's new boyfriend is like, turned my garage that I used to hang out with friends into his new band area to practice. I have a real problem with this guy Greg, and go fucking be like, what's his name, Greg, where does he live, kid? Fucking just go along with it. Pretend with the kid. Yes and the dreams, right?
Yeah, well, technically the mall Santa doesn't have to provide all the gifts for the children who
doesn't
visit
he know
him.
That
I don't know. That's etiquette,
maybe this
assuming
guy thought like he's gonna have to dip into his own trust fund and be like, dude, I don't have enough cash to get you a Nerf gun.
We are living in a time where every fucking douche feels like they need to fucking make a statement about everything all the time, and this guy's an anti-gun douchebag, and so he was making his fucking righteous statement, and then he did that stupid thing that people do, which is once they get on the fucking douche train, they can't stop it. Because once the mom yelled out Nerf gun, then you should then go, oh, okay, that's fine. You're not deer hunting.
Instead, he doubles down. The kid starts crying. He's like, you know what I can get you for Christmas? A box of Kleenex. You can cry out those bitch tears that are spilling onto your bitch tits.
Jesus. That would be a good, that's Santa. Once that kid broke down into a heap, and once a kid gets going, you can't slow him down.
In a mall?
That would make a good Southwest commercial. That want to get away? That fucking Santa wanted to get the fuck out of there. Sorry, Brian. Yes.
No, you're right. Woke Santa, that's what he believes. Fine. What was his perceived goal? Like, is he going to change this kid's life? Like, turn him away from guns forever? The kid's 4 years old. He wants a Nerf gun.
And he's getting it. The mom said, we'll get it for you. But you're right. He doubled down. He goes, I can't get it for you. Maybe your dad will bring it to you.
Yeah.
I think he was fresh off a gun debate in the break room with the elves, being like, you know what the problem is? I tell you, you know what the problem is? But and they're like,
that's
dude,
the elf.
And they're like, is that the elf?
Sounds like the elf.
Well, even the Santa had kind of a high pitch, like, yeah, what's up, Doc? Like,
then where are you going to go for the elf?
Okay, yeah. Somebody get Brad on the phone?
Yeah, you got to go. That's got to be the elf.
Yeah.
You got to invert the whole thing. Hey, Santa, what do you think?
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Brian's right.
Guns are fine. Let the guy have his gun, for God's sake.
Yeah, so the elf's like, you know, you got to drop this gun thing, Santa. Well, no, I think it's a big deal. I think these guns, these kids with the guns, it's you know, we can't provide them with the guns or even let them shoot toy guns. I think you're being a cunt.
We're not buying
dude,
a goddamn gun.
It's Christmas. It's a goddamn Nerf gun. You can't shoot up a school with a Nerf gun. Well, change your attitude. I mean, anything's possible.
There you go. Santa and elf in the break room.
Amazing. And by the way, this reminded me, I forgot to tell you, when I showed you the picture of our 2020 Christmas photo with Santa, you know, with everyone's masks and he's way in the back photobombing, I forgot to tell you what he said to us afterwards.
The Santa.
He stood up. This is the Santa over in Santa Monica. And he does it every year because he's in the same picture. We've done it 3 years in a row. He said, the woman, I asked something like, are you sure we can't do one picture without a mask? And she said, no, we can't. And Santa chimed in from the back. Well, that's a gift from the Chinese.
Wow.
Andy keeps saying it to me because it was just so odd. And I didn't know what to say. So I start tap dancing. Well, you know, who knows? No, it's a gift from the Chinese.
Oh, down.
Oh, God.
Wow, we're going to have
our Santa did that.
We're now going to have like
CNN
Santa and Fox Santa, and you're going to have to go to the mall that represents you politically. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to get a Nerf gun, or you're going to get an offhanded comment about the Wuhan flu.
Bri brings up a good point. Redneck Santa. I think I would prefer redneck, because let's be honest. I think with the mall Santas, you do get a few. You get woke Santa, like in this video. There's redneck Santa for sure. Who's like smells like, you know, Bud Light Lime when he came back from his break.
And Copenhagen.
And then you've got the Santa that, you know, like Lake Forest Park Mall where I grew up, the Santa that was there definitely got arrested on charges of being a little too handsy. So there's that Santa too.
Every Santa I've ever seen as a youth is easily dead by now. That's a happy Christmas thought. Every Santa I saw from age 3 to age 9 has been in the ground for over 20 years.
Do you prefer the mall Santa to be like of age with a real beard, or do you mind if it's – this guy looked like he was in his maybe late 40s with the fake beard on.
Yeah, he was a bunk-ass Santa. Oh, by the way, just to put a ribbon on this story, they got rid of this Santa. The mall sent a different Santa over to the kid's house to give him a Nerf gun.
Jesus.
And Nerf – provided him with a few things too. Adam, I don't know if you noticed this from your childhood. I don't know that you grew up in musical theater as I did, but there was a lot of crossover depending on the season. Santas work all year round. You know why? Because if they can sing in the summer for summer stock in community theater, they're Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Because I did Fiddler on the Roof thrice.
Wow.
And every Tevye also wintered as Santa Claus. Because you've got that big...
Well, you're Santa and you're playing Tevye.
Is that a conflict of interest? Like, doesn't one of the productions recognize...
So? Well, how do these guys slice their sandwich? Because it's one or the other.
Yeah, pick a
lane.
Can't
be Tevye and Santa.
Whole. Yeah.
They just eat it straight down the middle. So, yeah, the kid got some Nerf gear from the Nerf company.
Did they interview the kid? I would love to hear the kid's reaction to, like, when... Because, obviously, he just welled up. Because that's... You go into shock. Oh. Like, Santa's saying no.
Yeah. He's traumatized.
Yeah, for sure.
The Nerf gun seems pretty cool.
It's awesome.
But it's horrible. I'll tell you the two. All right, the three worst gifts. You guys are getting to that age. Your kids are getting to that age where they're going to start getting gifts, and it's the kind of shit that's going to fuck you up. And I'll tell you the fuck up gifts.
I got one too.
First off, they get you the fucking home tie-dye kit. It's a big fucking box with 7,000 colors and 2,000 dental rubber bands in it. And then the kid will boil the water. They'll pop the lid on it. It'll be shit everywhere. You'll never fucking come out with a cool Bill Walton t-shirt. You'll fucking have nothing.
You'll never look like Bill Walton.
All you'll have, it'll destroy every piece of grout in your kitchen will be destroyed. Oh. And that's it. Yeah. And a big fat fucking argument, and someone's going to burn their hand on a pot. That's all you get. It's the biggest cop-out fucking gift in the world. I should fucking club them over the head with the fucking box that thing comes in, because they know what they're doing, because it's $19.99 and it looks like a fucking calliope. And they go, oh, take it. Oh, this is awesome. Then they bug the fuck out of you. When are we going to do the tie-dye? When are we going to do... Sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
No, you're 100% right. We already got one of those.
Yeah.
Already re-gifted it.
First off, people shouldn't be doing tie-dye in general. Secondly, if you're that much into tie-dye, you're already into it. All tie-dye is home tie-dye. There is no huge tie-dye factory. Hey, what are we going to build here? Here are the mayor's here and the city officials. He's got the silver shovel. We're going to open up all this acreage and build the biggest tie-dye factory in the world.
Finally.
It's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yep.
The tie-dye kit's a fucking... It'll destroy a family.
It's too much work.
It'll faster than pediatric cancer. All right. The second one is that we've talked about it, like my little grocery store with 750 pieces of little asparagus and little cauliflower and little everything. That's the fucking biggest joke in the world, because your four-year-old is down in the kitchen at 6 in the evening and you're yelling at him, eat your peas, eat the cauliflower, eat the stuff. And then you go upstairs an hour later, they get the fucking game out, they start putting the plastic cauliflower, you slap it out of their hands. Get that out of your mouth. The
that
fuck kind of
you.
Mixed message is that? It's a worse message. It's a worse. All right. It's more shit everywhere. More pieces everywhere. More shit to step
Agreed.
On when you're barefoot. And the worst is the Nerf gun. They have the Gatling gun now. It's just boom, 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 boom. You think the kids ever pick that shit up?
Oh, no.
It's just fucking shit for your dog to choke on everywhere.
You lose all the bullets in 1 hour.
You want to reload the Nerf gun? Go dig it out of the shit in the yard. Because that shit just passed through the lab.
Dig it out of your dog's stomach.
That's right.
Also, another bad gift is a cameo message from Lindsay Lohan. Hear me out. So when I hit 100K on Instagram, I thought it'd be funny to get a cameo from someone congratulating me, and who better than star of MTV's Beach Crib or Slut Cabin, whatever it was called. I watched two episodes. It was great. Lindsay Lohan. I was like, it'll be great if she roasts me, right? So I had her in the message. It was like, congrats, Adam, you quick, fat bastard. I can't believe 100K of anything would want to follow your bullshit. It was very just, I was like, this will be, it'll be great. It'll be fun from her. Not only was the message poorly lit, it looked like she had a filter on that made her look like she was 40 years old. It just, nothing about it looked like her. Her voice was faint. And then her message was, and I wish I had it to pull up. She goes, hey, Adam, congrats on 100K. Wow, what an achievement. All the best.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. So for
and
a second,
how much did that set you back?
200 big ones.
Thought
it was worth it. I was like, I wanted Freaky Friday, Lindsay, not Hungover Sunday or Methy Monday. But she was not.
Can we look for that?
I can find it. Yeah, give me a second.
You find it.
He does that. My cameo is only $25, so feel free to.
Actually, still more expensive than the band cameo, actually, is now on there. All right, let me hit Geico. Do you own, do you rent? I bet you do one or the other. How about you bundle with Geico? You take your homeowner's or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy, and you bundle it over at Geico. Just go to geico.com. You get a quote and see just how much you could be saving at Geico. That is geico.com. All right, what else you got, Gina Grand? One more.
All right. Well, let's do this one because this
Did
guy.
You find
oh,
it?
You found it?
I found it. Ready?
Yep.
Sorry. Sorry to interrupt you with a Lohan cameo.
No, no, we got it. This is breaking.
All right.
Hey, Adam Ray, congratulations on 100,000 followers. I don't care what anyone says. You did it, and it's about what you believe in yourself. Yeah. And you did it. And you're only going to go up more. So God bless you, and have a beautiful day. Stay happy, healthy, and safe.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Not fun.
You know what that decodes to me? I'm never watching Parent Trap, the new one, again.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
What does that mean? I don't care. I don't care what anyone says.
I think that was her trying to be like, I'm not going to say what you wrote, which was like, you dirty Jew. I had some sort of like, and it wasn't even that incriminating. It would have been like, it was just a fun a little jabby, but I think that was her way of being like, oh, I'll put my own spin on it and have like, this is because I didn't write that. She's like, I don't care what anyone says.
Right.
So now that made me go, did she like go through my page and be like, yeah, this is bullshit content. I don't care what anyone says.
She could have read some of the comments about your last stand-up special.
Yeah. I mean, I would have taken that, just a straight critique of a YouTube video. I saw when you made Kermit the Frog whack at the Two Girls, One Cup. Yeah.
All right, one more, Gina.
All right. Well, this is more of a PSA if you are in bed with the big companies like AT&T, Charter, and Verizon, because they are offering a total of $1.1 billion in refunds to customers who bought the sports package this year, but didn't get to watch it because all the games were canceled. Refunds will reportedly vary by market and package, so keep an eye out for an upcoming cable bill to see how much you've scored with your refund. Hopefully that will be on its way.
Good to do, not good to brag about on the first date. You know? Jeez, you're in such a good mood.
Business savvy.
I got $39 back. It was prorated because I did watch part of the NFL season, but
yeah.
I watched some of the NBA. But like, that just sounds a little, sounds like you're not doing as well financially as you could be. Feels a little thirsty to me financially.
That's
you know?
The guy with the Ralph's card on the keychain.
All right, so first date. More kitty litter in the pussy. Uber sticker on the car he picks you up in. Ralph's Club membership hanging from the keychain. Mm. Or
at least he's in a club.
Starts bragging about getting his prorated money back for the truncated NBA season.
You know what? I think we have a new leader in the clubhouse. Because an Uber driver, I get it. We're all trying to make extra money. Ralph's card, who doesn't want to? You have to get the extra savings. But if you're bragging about getting $39 back, then that is foreshadowing the rest of my relationship with you.
We're eating.
You know, what am I going to have to pay for?
We're eating Salisbury steak tonight, my lady.
That's what I'm talking about. That's more fortuitous than the keychain or the Uber driver.
All right. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad we worked out. All right, let's bring it home, Gina.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
I bet if you a Salisbury steak was like a major part of my childhood. I bet if you talk to a rich person, I bet they wouldn't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
Boy, I'd like to see that guy with the knife after he cuts through the water bottles, cut through like 15 Salisbury steak
boxes.
Yeah.
They couldn't get one of the hungry men I grew up
I'll give you $100,000 if you can get through three of those boxes and through the dessert.
All right, let me hit the great thing about the dessert is it always had part of the vegetable baked on top of it.
A brownie with some green bean on it.
Oh, the worst is they'd have the cobbler. And you can't get peas out of a cobbler once it's been at 375 for 45 minutes. This is now part of your dessert is peas in your fucking cobbler.
It should have said veggie cobbler or something. Like, give us some. Just let us know instead of having it be like. But that was part of the.
I'll bet you these rich kids with the silver spoons in their mouth had someone to pick the peas out of.
Sure.
Oh, no, wait. They probably never ate the Hungry Man. That's right.
No. Hungry Man.
They don't know from
that's
Hungry Man. Likely.
They were eating full woman dinners.
Last but not least, Simply Safe. Everyone wants to. Hey, you want to keep your home safe? Break in, fire, floods, a medical emergency. Simply Safe home security, award winning 24/7 protection. No long term contracts. No hidden fees. Just go to simplysafe.com. That is simplysafe.com/Adam, and you get a free home security camera. All right, Adam Ray. We love Adam Ray.
So
and go out and check out his new crowd work, the new album. I'll Take It From Here. Adam's great on his feet, and he's got to buy a new windscreen for the back of his Lexus. So please give generously. About Last, and by the way, it's available on Apple, Spotify, wherever you find music, and About Last Night, the pod as well.
Yes, and when I come back next time, because I was in, we didn't talk about me being in Australia for 5 weeks shooting The Young Rock for NBC, but that comes out in February, and by the time I come back and it gets some buzz, I should be able to tell you who I'm playing, because it's... I'm playing The Rock's left nut, but no,
please.
I said that. It's a cool part in the show's killer, and it's about his life, and I think it drops in February on NBC.
Please come back. Please. Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club, January 16th, 17th, live pods and stand-up there. Burbank, Pickwick Bowl, January 23rd. We're doing a live parking lot show there. And thanks to Adam's monthly nut sponsors, Offensive Crayons, which are really funny. And Travel Clean Kit. Look for the next month's package at CorollaDrinks.com. Until next time, Sam Kroll for Adam Ray. Gina Grant and Bull Brian saying, mahala.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And pick up Adam's book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available everywhere. Pick it up at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.